right? Over here. Their way. I don't know where they're leaving right now.
Are you expecting Jim O'Reilly?
Oh,
I don't know.
That's why I missed that. We never moved into that building. I'm concerned about buildings. They did good news. More traffic in the concrete than the Hoover Dam.
At 12 o'clock, we have a forum. Thank you for coming. Now we can get to the main piece of business. If we only do this, we will have accomplished our purpose, and that is the approval of the annual report, which requires a vote, and therefore requires a forum, and we have it. I hope you all have a chance to read the annual report, so be prepared to make any comments that you might have. Eva is on the phone. She's functioning as a board member as well, properly posting the fact that she will be on the phone in the local community. And having said that, are there any comments people would like to make?
I'd like to make
one comments. Second. You're going to make the point that we do invite.
You need to call. You need to call for public speakers, just for the record.
But I will.
Yes.
That's why I did it. Are there any public speakers here? That is, people who are not board members or want to make comments.
Just want to say that if anybody wants to go to a nice concert, call the city.
So since we're all here, comments then, if anybody would like to make some comments, and then I'll call a vote regarding approval of the annual report.
I would like to make one comment. And this annual report, remember when you're looking at the figures, it's for the fiscal year. It's not for the calendar year. So this actually, the numbers in here are as of the end of June of this last year, 2012. So it covers 11-12 fiscal year.
Any other comments?
I have a few.
Go ahead.
Having read this twice, there's a lot of spots that I had questions about some of the verbiage. But in general, I having read the prior ones and this one, I still think it's intentional. It just makes everything, puts everything in a really good light. It really doesn't seem to highlight any problems we've solved this year or during this period, any problems we face and solve. Because to me, this should reflect what the committee has gone through to do its job.
Take a look at page 9.
Okay.
Those, these are supposed to be that the committee has done. We created an executive committee, an advisory subcommittee.
Okay.
Intended of the annual report. We chairperson and vice chairperson went before. So these are things that we have done.
Right.
However, let me second your criticism in all respect. It's something we all have to pay attention to. This was reviewed in an earlier form with the head of the board of trustees, okay, and he made an important comment, which I don't think is actionable now, because he tried to do the best he could, but for next year's report it is, and that is distinguish between activities and actions. Activities are we had a meeting, okay. Actions are, at this meeting we accomplished the following was important. It doesn't have to be in the context of the meeting, but that's the sort of distinction. So if you look at this, you will find a combination of activities and actions. But the important thing is not activities in general, but rather the actions they resulted in. One's process, the other's product, the way of thinking of it.
I agree. But what I'm saying is some of the wording, like this one sentence here, makes it sound like we're more involved than we are.
What page?
Oh, I'm still on page 9. Because I have the notes throughout this. The last bullet point there, the ECOC advised the Board of Trustees regarding the formation and use of construction funding.
Those were actually two things we voted on, and you may not have been at the meeting. Okay. Well, these are things that we voted on in the form of a motion to provide our advice to the Board of Trustees. Things that they actually, it turns out, had done after the fact was our only opportunity to provide advice. They were providing to review what they did, by the way. We provided that. However, we also told the Board of Trustees that this is a perfect example of after the fact, but remember, the whole report is after the fact. The report is written at the end of the fiscal year to describe what happened in the previous fiscal year.
I understand, but the tone of these type of statements make it sound like we were actually implemented, we were actually involved in some decisions that were subsequently approved by the trustees, as opposed to that we are becoming aware of decisions made after the fact.
And I think we changed, that's a valid criticism, and I think we changed that policy. We put up to the board, we said, let us know before the fact, and in addition to that, I think we would reach quarterly meetings. Several of us, representatives, Dan and I, I'm sure, for the Board of Trustees, and in fact, regarding this report, should we choose to approve it, then I will bring, Dan, I will be present, the board on what this report says.
We sort of had the way we're going forward is better, and it speaks to your point, and it's better that we review it. We don't have the ability to turn things down the trustees want to do, but we certainly have the right to go on record of saying we don't agree with it. But when we were trying to set this process up, we were in a position where things hadn't been organized in such a way that they were having meetings at the trustee level on stuff that we hadn't seen yet, and we hadn't really made the process formal enough to be able to get it sequenced correctly. So we did do a number of approvals after the fact, and they were aware that we were doing it after the fact, but at least we had started the process of us looking at and taking a position on those things that they were providing.
I can just build on that. I said it before, but I want to put it in the pages to establish, because it is good, and that is, we also told them at that point that we don't think we do a service to the community or a service to them after the fact. We want to be informed of pending activities that concern us and give them advice in a timely way.
I completely agree. But I'm talking about the tenor of the writing in this report that will be public. I think that the tenor of it should be more closely related to what you're discussing, which is we were approving these things after the fact. And I understand, just from my little legal background I have, that there's a certain point where we don't want to put our necks out too far in these reports, because at the same time we're opening up possible sore spots that we don't want to deal with later. And I'll respect you, Camille. I am not ignorant of that reality when I read this. But at the same time, I think this reflects, I kind of take it personally, and I think each of us takes it personally on this committee, that this reflects what we've done here all year during this period of time. I like the public to know what we're doing, as opposed to, you read this, it really just sounds like a bunch of hearts and flowers.
I would like to personally invite you, and I do to anyone else on this committee, to be a member of the annual report committee, so you participate in the writing.
It always seems to happen when I read it, and that's the only time I read it.
Right.
The other thing that stuck out here, and I'm not going to get into all my little circles, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. If you really read all of these individual little budget items, some of the things just stand out to me, you know, like acquiring land in the Gura. Where is that even within our district? Be buying land outside of our own community college district.
What are you looking at?
That's the.
It's somewhere in here. It says you're buying some land in the Gura for a few hundred.
Oh, that was part of the
millions, whatever, a lot of money it is. And I'm saying, why are we buying land in the Gura?
Okay, now we review at our meetings just 6 times a year. We review documentation that refers to what all the colleges are doing.
Isn't that the satellite?
So that's an opportunity.
There's college stuff with the satellite.
We have mechanisms that are imperfect, okay, to try and catch these things, not just as important. I don't know if this is a transgression of any kind.
No, but is the Gura land that was part of originally in the bond for Pierce College as a satellite, but and I understand that that's out. When I say out, I may not be using the right words.
There are Gura properties ongoing. Page 19, land acquisition, Gura property ongoing, $284,000. I mean, I did read issues like that,
sure.
And that stood out.
Yeah, I'm making the assumption that it's a valid entry for last year. Okay, it's valid as of June 30th. Can anybody speak with authoritatively? I cannot.
I didn't hear what you said.
Camilla's circling in.
The comment about a door lane.
A door, yes.
Can you speak with knowledge?
Well, that's why I used the word is out. Because I have to.
Seventh from the bottom.
Okay. There was going to be a satellite originally. In my understanding, that's, I don't know if the word is off the table now. And Tom, you should know about that.
Yeah, so.
I don't know if I'm using the right word.
It actually was something that President Carver was working on, and it's probably not been closed out. So it probably just needs to close down.
But I think it's being closed out, is I guess the way I want to say it.
But at the time, money was spent.
It
was a valid activity.
Right.
For the bonds to be used.
That's right.
And I can't give you a better explanation.
No, I'm just pointing out things I'm noticing in the report, which is, this land acquisition for a corner to put a sign up for $1.7 million.
What page is that on?
This
on
page 21.
Is,
I don't know.
Is the point of the report to tell the world what is going on?
What has gone on in the prior year. Right.
As opposed to, we have an opportunity at each one of our meetings to question these specific things.
Yeah.
And many of these are old issues that have gotten resolved by, as I understand it, and I could be totally up base on this, much of the new satellite campus concept has been scrapped, and what went into that, pieces of land and that sort of stuff, is going to be liquidated and that's not being pursued.
But
this is a time. This is a time period.
We can't do a line by line. This was put together by the LA Community College District. To the extent, I think three or four of us who participated in the meetings could review this. We did. So I have to leave it at that.
Well, just understand how I'm coming from. As if someone called me on the phone because I'm on the committee and making a decision. Said, Bob, I'm reading this report. What is this land acquisition? You know, I'd like to
be able to answer you give that person. Is the following. I don't know. I can't follow every individual line item. This is the guy you talk to.
No.
But we can't change report.
I'm trying to give them a sense of.
I understand, but to cover up things that we don't like the looks of in hindsight.
Well, I want to highlight them, not cover them.
Well,
that's okay. And then land acquisition,
again, is going to fall in the same category.
Well, sometimes we go to these meetings and we get all these different items we discuss, but sometimes until you see an absolute outline review here of what happened in here, you don't really, it highlights it to you.
Except I would venture that everything that's shown here is on some piece of paper showing as much as this meeting we have.
I just want to say that we have now a program for the monthly reports that we get in a single format. It should make it easier every month or every 2 months when we have a meeting to review what's happened in the previous month.
Right.
If you get questions on the annual report, or if you wanted to go back, all of this information is also on the internet, and you can refer yourself from this page to the internet sites that give you detailed information on all of these particular issues. So there is a way for all of the committee members to go in depth, or a little more in depth, on what has happened on these particular items.
And as individuals, we are not precluded from calling up somebody on the CCD and say, and I know you've done that on occasion and you know things.
Could I just say a question about that piece of land? And Pierce, and we're now going to be meeting monthly because of the gaps of time and all that. And this isn't discussed much because it's being phased out. So when we're talking about things, the moratorium and everything, it's kind of, we know it's gone.
But the purpose of this meeting.
Then I wanted to say that isn't this report, we have several things in it. We're reporting on last year, last fiscal year. We're also reporting, and in that report, if I remember when we had our little meetings, was we're addressing things that we have been able to respond to in view of the audits that we had, so that would help us for ongoing, which is somewhere in there.
It is.
But all of the things weren't done at the same time because as of June 30th, whatever. And so So when you look, read it, when we read it, I think we need to realize what we're looking at.
Well, I do.
And that's
I'm very concerned, aside from specifics like that, is there some other comment you have?
Well, that, but again, the information, this is reordering the information in chewable bits, such as this district-wide initiative, whole building. What does that mean, whole building? I've been to every meeting this year. I think maybe I missed one.
What page is that?
The word whole building. It's used throughout this thing, 37, page 37.
I can, you may not recall, but I'm all certain that we've discussed the whole building commissioning with the DCOC. And the whole building commissioning was an initiative by Larry Eisenberg to do something more than just build and inspect, but in fact make sure a whole building works together. And it was part of ensuring that when we opened the buildings, that things worked. And I'm certain we discussed it with the DCOC. I'd be hard pressed to tell you when. But it may be that the shorthand whole building is confusing you. It's really more about commissioning, and Tom can speak to it more specifically.
Let me just ask this.
The word commissioning after whole building.
Do we agree as a group that we'd like to add the word commissioning? Is that possible at this stage?
Yes.
I think that's... Commissioning is a term of art most people in construction understand. Whole building is kind of touchy-feely, new age concept. So I think that's a good idea.
My last thing, though, I'm going to shut up, is to me, the elephant in the report here that I didn't see mentioned at all was, I think during this period, we discovered there was a $150 million overrun on
West LAC.
West LAC.
That was discovered the year before. The year before this.
In 2010.
Because I think probably the discussion of that, I think that was one of the things that forced the moratorium to occur.
There were a lot of reasons.
That was the most severe budgetary
indiscretion I'm aware of, but it was a year before this report.
Okay. Well, in any case, we talk about moratoriums here, and I'm all fully aware of why they're asking for that. But I'd like to see some discussion about why we put moratoriums in, why we are over budget, we are spending beyond our bond funds. And for that reason, we put a moratorium on these projects in order to take time to balance out.
I think that's covered in the letter that Nancy wrote.
I also think that in next report, because I think it's better served for the time period that we're in now, to have a much more in-depth discussion of the moratorium, because we're starting to understand how we're coming out of it. The moratorium was in part because of some overruns, but it was also because of this, I believe, the state auditor's position that they just made a bold statement. You're building buildings for a population which we're not going to fund you to support. So you need to rethink your needs. I think that we've now been in the moratorium for how long?
Well, it's really come to a close. It lasted a little less than a year. It was about 10 months.
Started about November.
That's why I think this next annual report probably should have a major section on discussion of the moratorium and why it started
in page 3 of Nancy's letter, on page 3, in 2011-12, because of the decrease in state funding and the requirement to close out the bond program, construction of Northrop Institute, projects under construction not affected, etc. There's a paragraph on it.
But you might add that the most important part of that is that current information on the moratorium is on the website, and it gives the website.
Probably a general statement like that should be early in this report. That for more detail than many of these, I can go to the website.
No, I just might see that little beefier in that sentence where it really comes to talk about.
Can I, on the moratorium, I agree with everything that's been said, but the last two meetings at least, we spent a lot of time on the moratorium. And that was discussed a lot by,
but that was this current fiscal year.
Which is, which was my point, is that I think this coming year, we will have lived through the moratorium, hopefully closed out the process, and that the new annual report should have more than just a paragraph comment. We might want to have an entire section related to what the moratorium was all about. But that's going forward.
Back to this report.
You're right.
I think this sentence should be beefed up compared to what we should be talking about. Should discuss, because of our shortfall in our funding of $100-something million, we have found it necessary to...
Except that's not really the point. And that, that wasn't what caused it. And I don't think we should be saying why the moratorium was put in place. First of all, we didn't put it in place. And it's a more complex issue than that. I don't think that West L.A. College fiasco was a significant part of why the moratorium.
It would have been a moratorium in any case because the issue was, and I think somebody summarized it before correctly, that they didn't want to build buildings which could not be used because the state wouldn't provide funds to maintain them or teachers for them.
I'm still saying no.
All right, I'm going to interject into this lovely four-person conversation. So just two observations. One, I kind of agree with the tenor. When I read this at home, I don't have things specifically highlighted, but I'm new on the oversight committee. My observation was, as a public-facing document, the public is probably going to be interested in the moratorium and the scandal. And responding to that kind of question proactively, like by addressing the moratorium, not in a hard-to-read script for me, would be a much more responsive thing, I think, to our role, which is to inform the public. And you inform the public not where you want them to be, but where they are. And so in their mind, they may have connected the LA Times article series of the controversy to the moratorium. Even if that's not true, or it's partially true, you address it. And I think that was lost here. This is more of a glowing thing about what's going on, which is appropriate. Lots of good going on. But I think given that it's this year, and I'm not saying we need to not approve the report today, but I'm saying I agree in theory with a lot of what you're saying. I was expecting to see more, and I should have, I was a member of the committee, about that, because that's where the public's mind is. That's what I get asked about more. And my second comment is, I, in my one meeting, brought up a number of things that I have brought up as a new member. I think I brought up 8 things in the last meeting.
Was that the August meeting?
Yeah, to the chagrin of some. And I haven't had any follow-up, in part on me. But I think part of it is not just a snapshot of what we've accomplished, but what is problematic, and even calling it that, which would be the canary in the coal mine kind of that we serve. So I noticed, for example, I brought up the last meeting, I'm trying to remember, my concern about some of the construction at LA City College. So I raised issues, and I talked to the fellow, the tall fellow who replaced Larry Ish.
Jim O'Reilly.
And I said, there are a lot of cracks in the concrete at LA City College. I'm deeply concerned. I want to know more. I haven't heard a peep. And I should have followed up. But I think if we list, and that may be too minor to list, but part of our oversight function is not just to say completed. It is we noted the following things. We took the following redress, and we heard X. But not just a snapshot of what's complete, although I think that's valuable. But slam out the front door with 2 pages of moratorium. This is what's going on. This is why it may or may not happen. And also, like, what we've actually done, not just reporting construction schedules and completions. Like, we noted X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3, and these are the actions that were taken.
These are good general comments.
Yeah. Okay. Now be on the committee.
No. You weren't at the August meeting where you might have brought up these topics, I believe. But the other thing I want to point out is that the scandal of firing of Larry Eisenberg, the replacement of the president of West LAC, was the year before this. Just a matter of fact. But nonetheless, I agree with the tenor of both of your comments. That's why I'm so happy both of you will be working with us on the annual report this year. You can make valuable additions.
And I think part of it also would be to include, you know, I don't know where we are on the lawyer, but some independent assistance on that.
There is a statement in this document that the special committee has met, and it's debating the question of whether or not we need an independent lawyer. It's actually...
It wasn't my... I saw that. My question was to include, so with respect to our colleagues from the district, what we're saying, you know, get someone else to draft it, and we'll work with them directly. So instead of asking the district to be highly critical and report all the criticisms we've had throughout the year, is to work with someone who can help us author a report, a la, not to the level, level, but a la some LA Times-ish like observations that we made and took action on throughout the year. So we don't necessarily rely on them to point out all the things that we've overseen, which is kind of like saying, yo, kid, punish yourself. It's more, we could use that assistance as much as I think we need the illegal.
Yeah, it's sort of the actions versus activities.
Yeah.
More actions. Any other comments?
You keep referring to the previous year's report, which apparently has some important things
in it. No, I'm saying the activities.
Well, yeah. Maybe we should have a copy of that report. So
it's on the website. Could somebody download it? Would you prefer it mailed to you?
Yes.
Sure. Could somebody, Tom, could you take that action or sign it?
We'll do it.
And that was the previous year.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
Good work.
What?
It's a good report. It is thorough. It could be improved, but okay. I know a lot of people worked on it,
yeah.
And it wasn't me.
Not good yet.
So no.
By the way, this is not punishment. What I'm really saying to both of you is you're not ideas. Okay. We probably could have benefited from those comments at the time we were putting that together. Lesson learned.
Well, it used
to be available this year.
The first draft.
No, this is the copy to be approved to become official. That's what we're voting on today.
But we're halfway through a new year, so we're closing in on starting the next draft.
Well, and earlier than we usually do. So
we've come to, and this actually predates my coming on the board, but we've come to these annual reports kind of late in the game. As I recall, we missed a few years, and then we kind of scrambled to put the first one together.
Last year, didn't have any.
Yeah, so.
Well, this was the third year.
What had happened was that the committee relied on the performance auditor report without doing its own report.
So I think rather it's a more than responsible position, and I think it's going to be improved with time.
Would it be appropriate to have a section where we respond to the OIG's recommendations? Because a lot of the things are being talked about here, they've addressed. As I remember from the last meeting, there were only like three concerns they had that out of the 28 that we hadn't done. And they were happy we were working toward it.
Is this the last meeting you attended?
Yeah, the last one we had.
Yeah, it would be appropriate in next year's report because that's after June.
I think maybe a section on the OIG's report in the next one would be
helpful. And also the
helpful.
Bond report.
And,
they're only mentioning
and to the extent year. That we have a better dialogue on what's happening at each campus with, say, quality issues, completion issues, and that sort of thing. Not that we address each one in the annual report, but that we talk about a process where we at least look at it.
You did see the list of all of the audits.
Right? Excuse me?
The list is here.
Yes.
And the reference is online once again to get the detailed reports for anybody.
And the general comment that you made before.
In our minutes contain the approvals or acceptance approvals of the reports because we don't have the authority to amend those reports. We only receive them as a part of our process here and either accept or reject the report in its entirety.
And that's all true, but I think the comment is a valid comment that's been made that for the general public, they need an instruction, you know, in next year's report that says, for details, here's where you go, here's the website. Mm-hmm. Any other comments? Eva, do you have any comments?
No comments at this time.
Then I'd like to.
Just a quick one. At the orientation that I received, I'm not sure if it was at the ad hoc, the special side committee, or just general orientation on these, but I
right.
In three meetings. I have 12 interns from 40 universities that I asked to Google stuff, and we talked about it. And the impression they came back with when they brought back, is it John Chang? Is that the general?
Yes.
State Control.
State Control, their report. And the Times, I asked them to look into what were the general inclinations of the papers. And I think if there was a central theme, it's that they were perceived as a rubber stamp. And that's what I think is of value in terms of the theme, because that is not in the best interest. And I appreciate your managing this, because we cannot take that loosely. Because I can't tell you how many. People are very interested and excited, really, because we've moved beyond the moratorium. There are now is construction, and they can hear the rattling of hammers and everything else happening. And I think we have an opportunity to really position us in a positive sense, that we're here more than just, if the perception is that we're just rubber stamping, that we really are asking
the auditor's report, the term rubber stamp or something like it, you know, for attention. And of course, that's what we're trying to change.
I feel that.
But again, I think this is an important distinction. Yeah. Not by activities. We had 17 meetings and trying to 35 minutes to talk.
Good point.
What did we do at those meetings? Good. What did we accomplish? And I think we all need to focus on that. That is our job. That's what we're supposed to do with independence. Would somebody like to call a vote?
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve this report as written.
Okay,
with one change, I think, that people agreed to. I'll make the motion, and that was to change
commission.
The word.
Commission, add commission to commission. Whole building.
Everybody agreed with that.
Is there a way to put on this that that more in-depth information is available at the website and give the website?
It's in here.
Oh, well, could you add it somewhere else right in front of them so they could see
it? You need to have it in several places.
Yeah, I don't know. Put it at the bottom of a page like everybody does in political advertising.
Yeah, no. Is it possible to do that video from?
It's on page 8, but it's the only place I see.
Probably at the end of the letter from the committee, from signed by Nancy Carson, and note that all minutes of the actions of the committee throughout the last year are available.
And other pertinent reports are available at this site. So I think everybody agrees that's a good idea. The question that was asked, though, is at this point in time.
Can you do that?
Yes. Good. So we have two additions now to this document that we're going to vote on. One is the commissioning comment, and the other is posting something up front that says this site contains more detail on all these subjects and relevant subjects.
Procedural point. So are you going to take a motion that incorporates the whole document plus those two changes?
That's what I'm proposing.
Okay. Just to be clear.
I would recommend more info at on the front page.
Yes.
Front page. No one's going to look for it in the buried at bottom of a letter.
Yes.
Good point.
More info at.
You're right. And there's space here maybe to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Call the vote. All in favor?
I second.
Any opposed?
I second.
Did you do that last week?
Everybody said yes.
Yeah.
Ava, do we have your vote?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I hate to vote. I'm not going to approve it. I just think it needs more to it.
Okay. We have one. It passes. We have one negative.
Okay.
One no vote.
One dissent.
Negative term. One no vote. And I think the minutes should record the reason for the no vote and who stated what that is. Voted against because
I think it needed to be more informative and factual.
Okay. Now that's our business for this meeting. You go ahead, please.
Before you conclude and everybody rushes out, I noticed in the report, and it was a good reminder to me, that we don't have a site for the December 14th meeting.
Right.
And so I would like to suggest that we return to Trade Tech in December, and then we can return to a regular schedule of coming to this building in February.
770 in February?
Yes. We will have a large conference room available where we will be able to convene our meetings on a regular basis, and it'll be on the sixth floor of this building. But the renovation of that floor will not be finished until December. So,
December?
Not compliant.
December 14th.
Why not? On the sixth floor, they'd have to show ID to get up there.
No, they just have to, because remember that we said that when we have Brown Act committee meetings, we're not going to ask them to sign in, and the security guard just needs to
you can only punch six.
Let them go up.
Okay.
That we would punch. So when we have Brown Act committee meetings, this is one of the changes that we were making for the fact that our public, we will have a public conference room on the sixth floor. And so when we have Brown Act committee meetings that take place there, we will not be asking for IDs of the general public. So anybody who wants to attend will be able to attend.
We need to be very careful if we're having a meeting close to the holidays at Trade Tech that we really find out who's going to come.
Oh, I want to recommend that in general. Could we now, as a matter of practice, contact the people who are members of the committee? Because if we find ourselves in a position where we are not going to have a quorum,
It just appeared to be a problem. To me, I don't see any difference between downtown and Trade Tech. It's actually easier to park at Trade Tech.
Right. Well, the report says December the 14th, 2012. It's a pre-approved schedule.
I understand. I'm just concerned.
Was determined previously. So if there's a problem with the December 14th, maybe that ought to be discussed.
Well, you usually send out a reminder by email, and on that reminder, you could say, please respond, yay or nay.
Well, we do that.
I think you need to be active. Not everybody does that.
Not everybody replies.
Even phone calls.
Phone calls are great.
I think that, and I guess it goes in this discussion, is about attendance. And I don't know if you're going to talk
about it. Yes, I wrote a letter. You should have received it.
No, I understand the letter, but I think it needs to be said, too, at the meeting. Because being here, you hear a lot of things, and you remember a lot of things if you're absent.
Well, then the other thing is, if we don't have a quorum, we can't do it.
Well, beside the quorum, of course, which is important, which causes another meeting for people to come to because they weren't there at the other one. But I think that people need to know if they don't want to be an active member, just leave.
I think the next speaker. So the issue I have is a middle of the day, middle of the week meeting is I take a vacation day to be here. So if we could have it in the morning, I know people say no, but we need to be accommodating it. In a middle of the day downtown meeting is a very hard thing to get to, or end of the day, so I could actually finish my day.
Let's discuss it here. I know in the past that the consensus was that's best for everybody.
That's fine.
We did this last year, where we said, is Friday at noon the best time? And can we move it around? And we polled everybody several times, and we put out calendars and did all of that, and it came back to people saying, I don't want to be early in the morning because I don't want commuter traffic. I don't want to be late in the afternoon, commuter traffic. I can only do it at lunch because I've got classes, et cetera, et cetera. And we came back to Fridays at lunch.
Yeah, we faced the same issue at LACC Foundation. And so we had the meetings at 7, and it was very well attended.
You knew what it's like.
I do.
From Santa Monica.
The convenience,
it's a 2-hour drive.
But this is to my point about attendance is opening it up. It's challenging to get here in the middle of the day for me at least, and I think the quorum issue you're facing is that as well. That's not a convenience issue. That's just a scheduling for most people. 7 a.m. is inconvenient but doable. It's annoying but doable. And when we switched it, and it's a mandatory meeting, we're on this board. We had great attendance there.
We can ask again, but we've done that.
Let's have a sense of the group, going around the group. Would you prefer to have an early morning, midday, or late in the day? Let me make it specific. 9 is a start.
9?
8 is a start.
I mean, this is to the
point. Give me a number.
7:30.
7:30, noon, or what's your last number?
Or 7:30.
7 in the evening. Mm-hmm. Bob?
I'm sorry. Right, just the way it is.
And your comment?
Same.
Your comment?
Same.
I know your position.
I come from the west side. The noon is the only time to get down here and get out.
Right.
Yeah. I come from Chatsworth, noon.
I can do noon or late afternoon.
Okay, my comment is noon too, because I come from the west side too.
Question about the next meeting. Is there, I would take the subway. This is really kind of a neat location for the subway, because it's right on the subway station. Is there a subway station
at Trade Tech? Yes, there is.
Okay.
It's on Washington.
It's not the subway. You have to transfer from the subway to the line that goes to Long Beach.
You have to do that at
7th Street.
Right.
And then you're above grade and you can see the campus.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Both the blue line and the expo line have stops at Trade.
Yeah.
Thank you all. I'm sorry. Do we have the issue?
Wasn't there a motion that we couldn't pass about the lawyers?
We couldn't approve the minutes. No, there's two things. The first thing is we couldn't approve the minutes of the August 24th meeting because we didn't have a quorum. And the second is we couldn't give a report out of the special committee.
For the lawyers.
Was about the lawyers.
Mm-hmm. You want to approve the minutes now?
You can't. They haven't been included on the agenda for this meeting. They need to be included.
So they'll be at the next meeting, and we'll hear the report out about the lawyers the next meeting.
So the meeting is on the 14th.
Everyone in here is able to be here?
As of now?
At Trey Tech.
Know that you can't attend the meeting.
We will email, we will call, but, okay.
Mm-hmm.